Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning we are joined by Dr. Charmaine Ilaiu-Talei from the Faculty of Creative Arts and Industries. Good morning, Charmaine. How are you today?
Malo lele, Zoe. Very good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, so nice to have you on the show. And today we are talking about Pacific architecture. First of all, welcome back. You've been working overseas in Brisbane for 11 years and you've come back to teach. Mm-hmm. Are settling in all right?
Definitely. I think the cold, though, has struck a chord again. So apart from that, it's been fantastic to be back with family and friends.
And first of all, what got you interested in Pacific architecture? What drew you to this research?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Tongan, born and raised here in Aotearoa, raised in Tāmaki Makaurau. And so fourth year, I decided I'm going to learn more about my own cultural heritage, fourth year of architecture school. And that the journey really began then, trying to reconnect as a Tongan within the diaspora. So, yeah.
And studying it and now working in architecture yourself, how do you incorporate Pacific architecture into your work?
So I guess from a research side, the reason why I came back to academia was really to spend time thinking and writing about Pacific architecture. And so from a research end, my research is all about Pacific architecture, and I teach that course as well. It's really exciting because we're in a place where we're redefining what that means. So from a practice end, as an architect, what we're seeing is a return to people-centered, place-centered design. And what that means is that we're returning really to Indigenous or vernacular ways of designing buildings within its place, within its culture, within its context. And so Pacific architecture for me is really relevant in our current industry in Aotearoa at the moment, where we're looking to cultural references, we're engaging mana whenua, etc.
And I'd like to talk about how you incorporate the concept of VA in your architectural work and thinking. Can you expand on this a little bit?
Sure. So VA in the Tongan language, and I'll speak from that position, being Tongan, means the relationship between two objects or two entities. So the word Dauhi VA is a value within Tongan culture, which means to Dauhi means to nurture that relationship or that space between two things. So this is really coming from the development of Pacific research methodologies. It's providing new ways of seeing and being, and how we enable research that reflects those lived experiences by Pacific people. So Dauhi VA for me within that space is about presenting an alternative way of understanding space from a Pacific perspective, that space between two people is really the first space before any built space, right? So that means then as architects, as designers, that we need to understand those value systems, those aspirations, those ideas that nurture the space between people. And by doing that, we become better designers. We understand how to design for the people of our spaces.
And I imagine this comes into play quite a bit with a project that you're working on at the moment, translating Pacific health research to improve Pacific housing. How's that been, that project?
Yes, so it's exciting. This project has just started this week, actually.
And oh,
so
wow.
I'm working, yeah. So it's an 18-month project with the Health Research Council of New Zealand, and working with Dion Inari and Dr. Ruth Faleolo. Together, we're working to understand what are the Pacific wellbeing models that are currently used and create some clarity around what they mean for spaces that Pacific people live in, work in. And so it's a translation of that early research and understanding how it can be applicable to improving housing for Pacific communities in Aotearoa.
Wow, well, it sounds like a fantastic project. Just before we let you go this morning, what's it been like being back in the classroom and teaching Pacific architecture to the students?
It's been really great. I feel alive, actually, teaching material that, you know, it's personal, it's part of my lived experiences, and being able to share that with a class of students is fantastic. So it's been really great.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Charmaine Ilaiutale. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Fantastic. Thanks, Zoe.
Ka kite.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.